Yo, welcome everybody to Spookcast 2014, where the terrors are real and the traps come alive. Saw 7 coming out next summer. Theme song.
Spooky, spooky, very spooky. Oh no, it's a monster. Spooky, spooky, very spooky. What's that? It's a witch. Spooky, spooky, very spooky. Watch out, it's a vampire. Spooky, spooky, very spooky. What's that? It's a ghost.
Yo, welcome back. This is the podcast. Does anyone want to talk?
No, I'll let you just go for it.
Let's go.
Derek confirmed Bam Margera outfit?
No.
Are you going to dangle from a bridge?
No.
You muffed up?
Should I save my costume? Show
yes, yeah. We are here in festive All Hallows Eve attire.
All right. I have debated long and hard about what exactly this costume is, but I've decided. I am a coke-snorting, child-beating Burger King employee.
Nice.
Wow.
Wow. I came up with a whole backstory.
What inspired that?
I went to Burger King earlier today, and there was a drug addict beating up their child there. And they were wearing a top hat and a fox tie. And I thought to myself, I can do that.
Holy shit, you went to Burger King today?
Yeah, I wanted to know if they still have chicken fries. They don't.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Did you get Satis fries?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh.
It's like...
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Anyway, well, they got that covered. Who else?
I don't know. I think Sean should go next. Because I'm still trying to figure out.
I am I'm a Jets fan. Terrorist. I'm both. I'm a Jets fan and I'm a terrorist.
It is terrifying.
Same thing.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Same fucking thing.
You look like a sick dog.
Yeah.
You do.
Like that's, you have love. That's you have love
like a mutant
funny.
Puppy.
I was going
a man.
For that because every Jets fan, that's what they are.
Sick.
They're not even real people.
I look like a member of football Al-Qaeda.
Do Jets fans by population molest more children?
I don't have any numbers on anything like that, Garrett.
But
so.
you didn't hear a rumor?
But just, I haven't heard any rumors about that.
But what does your gut tell you?
My gut tells me Probably came first.
Your gut.
If you want to contact.
And Sean
lawyers.
Definitely has the most Jet stuff on, so I guess put two and two together on that one.
What's up?
I see some pudding with a little bit of proof in it. All right. Next to him, very special guest this week. That's right. Sean's the first guest.
Hi.
But second guest this week, introduce yourself.
Well, first you want to know what I'm wearing.
Sure, that comes first, obviously.
Stand up.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, stand up.
I am the definition of postmodern art and aesthetic. I am utilitarian gear repurposed. I'm a jogging suit. Health goth. Thank you.
Health goth. There you go.
I'm Jake Innes from Gaming Cult Podcast.
There you go. He's here.
Shouts out.
He heard, we announced we were going to do Spookcast 2014 this weekend. He literally, that night, got on a red-eye flight. That must have cost you so much. He got on the phone and got a ticket that day.
Money is no object.
That must have been a couple hundred at least. All right.
Shit.
Garrett, did you decide yet?
I've been decided since the drive home.
Oh, really? Because you said you were still deciding.
Earlier on the live recorded podcast, you said Sean should go because I don't know who I am yet.
Yeah, because you said you're deciding still.
No, I meant I couldn't decide on what he was.
Oh, okay.
I know exactly who I am.
Well, who are you?
Well, who are you?
Obviously, I'm the very famous manga artist Akira Toriyama.
Okay.
Sure. Wait, you got to show... people at home can't see your shirt.
Shouts out. Let me give the whole display up.
Oh, it's Arale-chan!
Yeah. The shorts should be a little shorter. I didn't have time to put the hem in. But
this is a cute look.
Thank you.
One for one.
Ohio.
Nice. I could use about five more minutes.
What should I said? Watashi Akira Toriyama-san?
Bokutachi Watenshi Data.
Don't touch my mustache.
Means we were angels. Anyway. Eric, on that note.
Originally, I was a bat.
I was the white bat of hope. This is my bat costume. I was a trash bag bat. You guys can make this at home with two trash bags and a target bag.
Nice.
This is a costume that you yourself can make.
I'm seeing pointy ears.
Right.
Where are you
but
getting
here's
those?
The see, that's the thing. Bats have big ears. But now here's the problem. I was the white bat of hope. But then I've been told by two different people now that I look like the kid from Where the Wild Things Are. So now I'm the kid from Where the Wild Things Are.
Good. Yeah.
You know what, though? I'm more,
last minute costume change.
I'm more interested in Where the Wild Things Fuck.
Oh, that's what... That's, well, look at these...
Burger King.
Oh. I can pretty much see his dick right now, so well, that's what we're doing.
Asked and answered.
A white bat of hope.
I was the white bat of hope.
I like that. That's a little...
It's a bit racial.
That's a bit, yeah. Yeah, usually, what's the black bat?
Yeah,
the
usually
the
typical bat is black. So,
but
like
they have rabies. If you think about
I think you should be white privilege.
Merchants of death.
I feel like we were so close to seeing your persona realized tonight.
This is all my. I was almost John Cena tonight, but I couldn't find my John Cena merchandise in time.
Are we going to AnthroCon or what? We gotta hook this up.
Yeah, can AnthroCon let us know so I can live out my white bat of hope love?
Please.
I have some inside contacts at AnthroCon.
Spooky
perfect.
Eric, hey, if we do go to a furry convention, I really, no joke, I really want to go to some, if we can make it,
hell yeah,
and if we go, Eric, you gotta be, I think that's your
persona.
You want
me to be trash bag back?
Or John Cena,
I can be both.
Yeah?
You know, there's more than one day in a convention.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Is there?
Jake, what's your persona?
Wait, hold on. I have a new suggestion for Eric. Yeah, go ahead.
Jizz.
I'm just, I'm literal cum.
Yeah.
Literal cum.
No, jizz.
I like figurative cum, but I don't really like them.
Jizz does roll off the tongue a bit smoother.
Yeah, I think you're a sperm shot.
Cum is more of a doing action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say real quick.
Yeah.
They've been making these candies fucking tiny.
Cum,
what is that?
Is
these
the
hey, kids today.
Kit Kat, what happened?
Look how big that Kit Kat is.
Is that a fun size now?
You used to get two, remember?
What happened?
Yeah, these kids got fucked.
No, they still do the dual Kit Kat.
Yeah,
they do. You just went to the cheapo section.
Hey, I didn't blame this idiot.
What is this idiot?
Once again, Kevin fucks it all up.
Can you get to his costume, please?
What are you?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I am a New York Giants fan, and I had no idea this rat fuck over here was going to be a New York Jets fan.
Yeah.
So, you want to call next time, maybe? Or?
Yeah, I'll call you next time.
If you could text me next time, maybe.
I mean, you know that I always like the Jets, but whatever. Ryan, what are you?
Well, I had a long description, but I'll be curt.
There it is.
All right.
I'm the Lord of Dogtown.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it. Kurt, a little bit
shouts
better.
Shouts out.
Kurt. Shouts out, Kurt.
All right. The Reese's is the same size.
You shouldn't speak with your mouth full. Well, I guess.
Sure.
This is your house. I should.
Yeah. Hey.
Is
this
chef? Sorry.
Yeah. He's the main guy.
Look, who's their mouths full?
Who's front row center? We got. We know who the main guy is.
Da 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 da. From you don't see him.
From one main guy to another, I say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We are at my home. We are going to have an after show tonight. Hopefully play a few things for you. But for right now, we're just chilling. Illin', if you will. We got pizza. We got candy in the bucket. So we're keeping it healthy. We're keeping it earthy. Keeping it earthbound.
I got milk, thanks.
Check it out on Wii U Virtual Console. I want to say a shout out to... our sponsors, sumolounge.com. I'm sitting in one right now.
Oh, thanks.
You could see that. Sumolounge.com.
Nice.
Bam.
There it is.
I'm sitting in an Omni chair. Go and get one of the most comfortable chairs ever invented. Stephen Hawking certified. That new movie about Stephen Hawking when he was like a hot young guy.
Yeah.
He sits in a sumo and the ending is different.
I read the script.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Stephen Hawking. Spent his whole childhood in a sumo.
Oh.
Is that right? That's
right.
How he got so smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally,
you can focus.
He sat in a regular chair one time, and it threw his body, his ass, into such shock.
Wow.
Oh,
he was never the same ever again.
Yeah.
That sucks. Sad.
People at home should not.
And then he contracted Lou Gehrig's disease and all that stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Well, obviously, you get that if you sit in that Jerome shit. That's why you got to go sumolounge.com.
That's a real dig at Jerome's.
Jerome. Well, hey, are they a sponsor? No.
Oh. They're a local.
This is for Jerome.
Whoa.
Which way you want it. Anyway, shout out to them, and shout out to LootCrate.com.
Yeah.
Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64 and get a box of mystery surprises. It's like Halloween every month. It's like a little trick-or-treat. And get subscribed today, and you'll save a couple bucks if you go to our URL. We have a Loot Crate. We'll open it later. I'll get it in a minute.
Oh, hell yeah.
We'll open it at the end of the show, at the end of the bottom of the ninth. Is that what you say in baseball?
Yep.
That's like the end.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Some people think the bottom would be...
They don't sell beer. Start.
That's a seventh
inning. After the seventh.
Hey, no more Halloween candy after the seventh inning. A little baseball comedy. Major League on Blu-ray. Check it out next Tuesday. Isn't that your favorite movie?
We don't have Blu-rays yet.
What?
In Australia.
You don't, what?
We
don't have Blu-rays yet. We're still on UMD.
No, come on.
You're a liar.
This guy's being,
he's a liar.
This will be the last podcast.
Still using HD DVD. That was not a treat. That's more of a trick.
That was a trick.
I'm sorry.
Eric, is that your favorite movie or what?
Major League?
That's your number one.
I own it on Blu-ray and on DVD.
Whoa.
And VHS?
And then his second favorite movie is Eat, Pray, Love. So, I just appreciate a woman who can go out and kind of do her own independent thing.
That's what I love.
They
actually move back.
They had a fourth word, which was the title of that book slash movie.
What was it?
Fuck.
Oh my god!
Damn.
Love, mm-hmm. Fuck.
Yeah. Wait,
that's my favorite part.
You would think love falls into that.
That was a bit, well for some people.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt. I never got to say my costume.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, DJ AM.
Cool.
Rest in peace. I think it's just a tragedy, and no more air flight for me, Southwest. I'm looking at you. All right. Thank you to our sponsors. Hey, I want to let everybody know, if you want to pre-order our Blu-ray, we mentioned it before, Mega 64 time is running out. We're going to have the pre-orders through this week, and then we're cutting it off.
And then...
because we have sold way too many to keep going. We're cutting it off this week, so if you want to do it, you got till Halloween, about then, give or take.
Yeah.
And then we're cutting.
That's it? There's not many left.
There are not many left. But let me just say, because the pre-order was so successful, and thank you guys for making it so.
Yeah, thank you.
We were able to print a lot more copies. They're just taking longer to make. But that means we'll have some stock for Black Friday. So that's good news. But, yeah, the pre-order will, if you want it before anybody else, maybe a surprise or two, you got to order it right now and click that pre-order button.
Dang.
Anyway.
That's exciting. I can't believe we're cutting them off, the pre-orders.
Yeah.
Right after we cut off the pre-orders, is it Game Days?
Game Days is
shit.
Next
Holy
weekend.
Shit.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
I mean, technically,
we have a lot
it's
of work to
this
do.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This week. Uh-huh.
No, this God. Weekend is still... Sunday.
A week from this moment, we'll be at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
crazy.
Might,
yeah, I'll be
there.
On the 5.
Yeah, late. The 5, I'll be on the 8:05. I'm fucking
oh,
gone.
You're done.
Oh, you're already here?
I'm fucking Splitsville, homie. What up?
Damn.
This bat's got wings.
But yeah, next weekend, our day one event is sold out, as we said, we may have said before, but if you didn't get tickets... feel free to email us, because sometimes people drop out or something opens up, whatever. We'll let you know. But in all honesty, it's mostly sold out. And then the next day, November 2nd, we're going to Disneyland. So, okay, I found out today we were blogged about.
What?
We were blogged about,
whoa,
guys.
Whoa, whoa.
There is a...
by doggers?
There is an account... called unofficial Disneyland Days or something like that.
Yeah.
Where they catalog what days, like special events that are unofficial.
Harry Potter Day.
Yeah, are going to be going on at any given day at the park. And there was a big post the other day that Sunday, November 2nd is a triple header.
Whoa.
There's three major days.
What is it?
So we got us. We got the biggest picture in the thing, by the way.
Yeah.
So
Game Days, baby,
boom.
2014.
And then the other two that were equal sized pictures,
much smaller than ours.
Smaller than ours,
obviously.
Were Harry Potter Day, which is every single time we go.
Every time.
And I have it on good authority that this is the last one.
Hell yeah!
Really?
Because I think they're doing Harry Potter World or whatever.
Oh,
wow.
They gotta do it there.
Which
is it? Tell me it's also Rockabilly Day.
Oh,
Bat Day.
Not quite.
No.
No, it isn't.
What is it?
Hey, it worked out great. It's like Pinup Girl Day.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Take your Betty Page and shove it up your ass.
It's like pin up something. I couldn't quite understand it. It's like pin up girl day.
Is that approval?
The bat likes it.
The bat's into it.
I'm already trying to get there.
Oh, Derek, that's what he's doing.
Derek's also into it like the bat.
You're on cocaine, right?
Yeah, Derek's just on cocaine.
I might not beat my kid that day.
You beat something else.
Well, there you go.
Kid'll do for now.
It's all right.
So anyway, that's what's going on. It's going to be great, everyone. I can't wait to see everybody there.
Do you think it might be a dud? Any chance?
No chance. Not possible. Chance. The only thing that is duddy is Captain EO not being there. The fucking Mark Twain steamboat. We could have gone on the boat.
We've never done that.
No. Jake, you've never been to Disneyland, have you?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I've been to Disney World twice. Kid, and a little bit older than that afterwards. I've never been to the original Disneyland.
Damn.
Can I go on the Haunted Mansion?
Oh, no.
I'm really looking forward to the Haunted Mansion.
Go on the Haunted Mansion.
So you're 50-50 split on
it. Hey, Jake, the answer to your question is yes.
Kind of 50-50 hopscotch.
Okay.
Haunted Mansion is open.
Okay. I'll go on the Haunted Mansion. I'm excited for the Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Great.
Do you like Nightmare Before Christmas by chance?
I fucking hate that.
Oh, what?
You're in for a treat.
Shouldn't have said anything.
You're in for a scare.
You look like a guy who knows every lyric to every song in that movie.
Yeah, you look like the Bone Daddy. Yeah.
I know every lyric to every song anyway.
Hey, legitimately, Jake, how long was the flight here?
14, 15 hours.
Fuck.
It's direct. Sydney to Los Angeles.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Correct. Yeah.
The longest flight I've done, I think it either to the UK or to Japan or wherever, is give or take about 10. Sometimes it's creeped to 11. Sometimes it's gone down to 8.
Yeah.
But about that, whatever. I can do that, but I'm pretty done by the end. Like, I can keep myself busy in that situation. Like, there's games and stuff. Yo.
Dominic just walked in.
Dominic, say hello.
Say hello to the audience.
Join us.
A spooky cast.
He is my
Dominic, come say hi.
No, come
in. Dominic, are you, let me guess, you dress as a burly man.
Oh, you're a strong man.
Strong man.
Bronson.
Look at you.
Oh, you're Bronson.
Oh, you are Bronson.
Oh, that's pretty cool, dude. Yeah.
He's a guy who took them all in his house.
Don't leave me hanging, mate.
Well, there he is. Anyway, thanks for stopping by. Dominic, there's grape soda. I know you want some. There's pizza, too.
So much Zaw.
Anyway, so I could do that. I can, you know, I'm like beating video games or finishing a book or whatever. I could do that. But, man, by the end of that 10 hours, I'm going pretty crazy. Were you losing it or is it nothing?
I slept. I went out to the club, like, the night before.
That's a good idea.
There you go.
You planned it.
Yeah. Got a couple of hours sleep before I got on the plane, and then slept on the plane.
Okay, yeah, I could sleep through most of that too, but that's still a long time.
I was playing Persona 4 Golden as well on my Vita.
Hell yeah,
still playing through that. That's my Vita. It's just the Vita is my Persona 4 Golden machine, basically.
Yeah. Where are you?
That's what I've heard from a lot of people.
Yeah,
where are you right now?
Somewhere in the 80-hour sprawl. I'm also playing Conception 2, so all the fucking strange, horny games are there for you on the Vita. So check it out.
If you're strange and horny, get a Vita. Mm.
Alright.
And who isn't, so everyone should have one. Alright.
Derek's not. What are you talking about?
He might not beat his kid. So. He's gotta have something to do.
I might not beat my kid, I might not do cocaine, but I will always show up on time to work at Burger King.
Hey, I respect that.
Yeah. So, I respect a man who's on time.
I'm a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Anyway, what else have you, now that you've been in the United States, Jay, is there any other cool stuff you've seen or anything unusual you've encountered or?
Mauricio took me up to the observatory at LA. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been there.
I've never done that, yeah.
San Francisco, shouts out. Lots of crazy homeless people.
No, not in San. You must be thinking of a different city. Yeah.
I guess maybe I went there on an off night or something. I don't know, but that was an experience. And now I'm here, and I have a good time with my sweet boys.
Sweet,
yeah.
And now soon you'll see Anaheim, which is the pinnacle of California,
which is lovely.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
There, you'll like Disneyland, but it's the rest of Anaheim that'll win you over.
I can't wait.
That's my favorite interaction every game days. There's always someone who flies in. Which is cool. I mean, I love that all these people come in for game day. It's really awesome. But there's always someone who flies in and books their, like, they stay a whole week or more, and they book their whole time, like, oh yeah, we booked a hotel in Anaheim. And every game day is after when it's ending, someone will always come up to me and go, hey, so what else is there to do in Anaheim? Like, we did kind of did Disneyland, nothing. So what else is there? And it's like, oh, you have a boring week. That's what you'll be doing.
You
that,
go to LA.
That's yeah. You're going to LA or San Diego. That is your only option.
Oh, sorry. I totally forgot I DJed in LA as well. With
you did?
Yeah. I'm actually a footwork DJ.
Really?
Yeah, with Chicago's Tech DJs, and I played for the Duke Bounce Work Crew, which is like this LA crew.
That's legit? Really?
Like DJs. Legit. Yeah.
Whoa.
What the hell?
Dominic, you hear that?
It's
he does footwork, like DJ stuff.
Oh, is that Jake?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, Dom. I've actually known Dom longest than anyone here.
Really?
You're meeting him for the first time.
What, because of the footwork thing, or what?
What?
Because of the footwork thing? Is that
no, we would always just talk about Lil B and, like, cave shooters.
Yeah.
And
really?
Yeah.
No way. That's awesome.
King of Fighters. Yeah.
Damn.
All that shit. That's cave shooters, shmups, bullet hell.
Yeah, man.
You know. Isn't there a bullet hell game you just beat or something? Or am I crazy?
No. That was Azure Striker Gunvolt.
Okay. Sean, it was Azure Striker Gunvolt.
I knew that. I didn't fucking know that.
That was a
platformer. You don't need to see him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, shame
on
you. Shame on you for
Yeah, it kind of blew me away when I realized how legit your DJing is. Your producer is.
I've been doing it for a long time. Yeah,
that's cool.
Wow.
I've been making tracks since about 97 and DJing since...
Damn. Wow.
Radio since 96 and clubs since 2002. Yeah.
That's cool. Crazy. I didn't even realize that. That's awesome.
I used to be a member of the Clock Crew as well in Newgrounds.
Wow.
I don't know how you do, I guess.
Well, it sounds legit to me.
Shout out Tom Fulp.
Yeah.
I used to be a member of the Big Rock Crew in 8th grade. We'd hang out at the park across the street from my school.
Oh, no shit?
You were
in the Big Rock Crew?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys were famous.
I was in a younger grade and I heard about that.
We would write BRK on everything.
Whoa.
But that's
Chris,
cool.
But Chris spelled with a C.
Not in the Big Rock Crew.
Oh.
Fuck.
Rebels. R-E-W, bro.
Rebels.
I'm part of the Big Belly Crew.
Fuck the Mass Park Crew.
Wasn't that the name of the thing
that
you saw?
Big Belly Crew.
That video I shot
Big
on.
Belly Crew. Oh, I see truck stickers that say Big Belly Crew all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is a thing?
That's a thing.
I didn't know if that was like one guy or something.
County.
Mm-hmm.
Whole crew.
Well, speaking of Azure, what was it? What was the game, Dominic?
Azure Striker Gunvolt.
Sean, it was Azure Striker Gunvolt.
I know.
Speaking of that, don't lie. Speaking of that, has anybody played anything this week? We put up a video, but a lot of people had seen it before. And I think our SingStar video.
Oh yeah.
So I thought maybe we'd just move on to game stuff.
I beat Evil Within.
Oh, you actually did. How long did that take you?
I think when it was all said and done, it was about, and I was playing on easy. It was about 11 or 12 hours.
Okay. What'd you think of it?
I really like it. I never finished Resident Evil 4, but it reminded me a lot of it. They lock you in to, like, they have the black bars on the top and the bottom. They lock you in. You really can't see, so you're kind of shoved into this, like, claustrophobic view.
Yeah.
And it really plays towards the game. The aesthetic was amazing. The gameplay was good. There were some things I wasn't the biggest fan of, but the positives outweighed the negatives. I thought it was a really great game. It got me scared once, but it unnerved me the whole time I played it.
Mm-hmm. That's about... I mean, I haven't beaten the game, but that's about what I think of it.
Yeah.
That's what I've been playing, too. And
yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
It's amazing.
And I brought this up last week, but... Yeah, the letterbox thing was another thing that I kept seeing in kind of bad reviews.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these things make me like it.
Bugged me once.
No, it doesn't bother me at all. I like that... That, to me, is almost like... Maybe there are technical reasons they do it, but... That to me is like it still comes off like a creative choice. Like I feel like I have a really limited view of I don't know. It's that constrained view that you had in Resident Evil 4. I mean, the first time that was released, it had that, and I liked that.
It was very disorienting for the first couple chapters.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then you start to learn how to work around it.
Yeah.
But at the same point, it fucked me a couple times because there'd be a boss that will one hit kill you if it gets behind you, and it's like, oh shit, I lost track of it. Mm. Let me turn around and see. Oh, it's right there. I'm fucking dead.
Yeah, that's happened to me a lot.
I die a lot in that game.
63 deaths by the time I was done.
Jesus, man. I might have that, and I'm only on chapter 4.
Nice,
but yeah, the game is not without its faults. Like it definitely has Like, I got a glitch coming down a ladder, and it set me back, like, an hour's worth of progress.
Wow.
I had to replay.
Really?
Yeah. The game glitched out, and the autosave was from, like, an hour back. It was, like, horrible, because it was in the middle of a boss fight.
Yeah.
I didn't get any glitches. That's, yeah.
I've had little stuff like that, but, like, you know, it's not the most updated looking, but I think that gives it, and its artistic direction, like, the right feel. I don't think it looks quite like a new console release.
No, I agree.
But it's a survival horror release that we so desperately wanted.
And absolutely.
It is, like, return to roots Resident Evil awesomeness.
Did you say that you never beat Resident Evil 4?
No.
What happened? Wow.
I got to the part with Ashley, and I was like, oh, fucking escort, and I put it down, and I never picked it back up.
Jesus yeah. Christ. You really got to continue.
He's not allowed. He makes,
yeah.
You're not allowed to win or sit
again. Everything you do is wrong. No. I don't understand.
Ryan, it really takes that moment happens, and everyone when the game came out, everyone had that same thought. Oh, yeah. Fuck, they're ruining it. It subverts that so well.
Why are we trying to sell them on Resident Evil?
I own it already.
It came out in what year? Why
2005. I had 9 years.
It's been almost a decade.
Hey, closer to 10 than 9. Can you believe it's that old? In January, it'll be 10 years old.
That was the best looking game when it came out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how good that looked? That was a rare moment where Nintendo got all these awesome exclusives for like a day. Like, all of a sudden, like everyone was bashing, like, oh, GameCube doesn't have any, you know, no one's making games for it other than Nintendo. The same thing that happens every Nintendo system.
Yeah.
And then GameCube, they suddenly, Capcom announced 5 games in one day that were all, it was, what were they? It was Beautiful Joe, Resident Evil 4, PNO3, Project Phoenix, which is something that never came out, and I think some other game that never came out.
Billy Hatcher?
That's Sega. But anyway, it was a bunch of games all at once. It was like, whoa, damn. And then Resident Evil was the first to come out. And for GameCube to be the only system that had that was huge. It was like, wow, they got an M-rated game like this? Like, that was crazy. And then they announced it on PS2 like a month later. It was like, yeah, we want to make more money. And then it went to that and it didn't look as good. But then it had that Separate Ways or whatever.
Yeah.
It had, the thing with Ada, right?
Yeah. The Ada Wong mission.
When did they release that chainsaw controller?
With the PS2 version.
That was the GameCube version. That came out at launch. It was like a special edition.
I have the GameCube.
Do you want to ask the owner of both?
You really do have both?
You have both of them.
I have the orange one that was for PS2, I think, and the yellow one that was for GameCube.
He's got both of them.
I got both.
I think the GameCube one is worth something now.
Really?
One of them rumbles, like
vibrates a little.
Yeah, I don't know which does that. I have the GameCube one because they had it at. I didn't get it when it came out, but someone I knew worked at EB Games, and after a while, remember EB Games?
I do.
After a while, they would have to like basically, if merch was not going anywhere, they would eventually just like, okay, we have to throw it away,
clear it out.
But they would have to destroy it. They couldn't give it away. Huh. And there was a guy there that was always like, "Hey, meet me by the dumpster," and he would give me stuff.
No, that sounds shady.
You're gonna get him in trouble, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
He's still there,
Jonathan. If you're still you're watching this,
EB Games is gonna fire you. EB, get on it. Go find Jonathan.
I actually saw him recently at another business, so I know he's not at EB. He's safe.
He works at an electronics boutique.
He's at Blockbuster now.
We still have EB in Australia.
Is it Funko?
You do? Yeah.
I think Canada does too.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Do you guys have Blockbuster?
Blockbuster, rest in peace. Very recently.
Fresh wounds. Someone in the chat just told me I should play Smash Brothers with my chainsaw.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring that to Smash tourneys.
Oh, that's a good. Hey, I'll bring mine too.
Who's getting the Wii U Smash Brothers with the controller bundle?
With the controller?
Yeah,
I'm getting that definitely.
You too?
Oh yeah.
And it comes. You're getting that?
Yeah.
It comes with like a USB to GameCube adapter, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you can plug 4 GameCube controllers in.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they announced this week. Did you see all the announcements they made?
Yeah.
8 people can play it?
8. What do you guys, the 2 Smashers, think of 8?
3 is too many. Max Gilardi tweeted out, why are we doing 8 when 3 is too many? I feel the same way.
Hey, in my opinion, Nintendo has, for the most part, everything they announced was great. But Nintendo has this thing where they like to have games with as many people on as possible.
Yeah.
Like, well, hey, have the option for 8. If you want it, it's there.
It's for your amiibos.
But
that's the reason you have 8.
Is it? I didn't see the video.
So you get your amiibo, and then you don't play as your amiibo. Your amiibo
is a little buddy that you play with, like in a tag battle thing, that you level up. But they all top out at 50.
So what does that have to do with 8?
What's that, yeah, are there actually 8 people playing? Or?
Yeah, so there's 4 characters and then 4 amiibos.
Huh. Oh, wait.
I don't know. I don't know if it's 8 total players.
I think it
or if it's
is.
4 and 4.
You can get 8 total players, or you can do that if you or any combination.
An amiibo is a toy. You get like a toy of Pikachu.
That's going to be a helper?
Yeah, it's like Skylanders.
Skylanders. Because that makes so much fucking money.
They're launching with like 20 of them.
So I'm going to start buying toys for Smash Brothers.
No, you don't have
to. Don't you guys have the Burger King kids meals that come with the Pikachus? You don't bring those home to your kids?
No. They discontinued those 10 fucking years ago.
No, but you don't have to.
You can. I think you can still play 8 players, but it's for amiibos. Get your amiibos.
I don't bring my kids anything. I beat them. No toys. Shut up.
They announced that the best announcement to me was reviewers who have played it say that if you enter, you can hit the R button to select a random name for your character, and they said that everyone who tried it said they got Fiza Mech.
Really?
To show up in Super Smash Brothers on the Wii U. So, Mega 64 has infiltrated the gaming public, the industry.
Dude.
We did it.
We've already invaded the gaming public.
Pure ownage.
Wait.
Now it's on you. You're next.
We invaded the gaming public?
Yep.
Yep.
Damn. We did.
Damn.
Got him.
So, yeah, anyway, they announced all that. What else did they announce on the Wii U version?
There's, like, a board game thing where you can run into each other and then everyone has to fight.
Yeah.
And you can get, I don't know.
It sounds like
It's a lot of modes that, like, okay, yeah, that's neat. Namco looks like they had a hand in, like, a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
But the game itself still looks fun, so.
Going back to the 8-player thing, though. It was the same thing with... Oh, yeah, new Super Mario Brothers. Yeah, the way this you should play this is 4-player. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Clusterfuck.
I mean, it was like, oh, you knocked me off. Nope, you knocked me off.
Move.
You put me in the... Move. Okay. Like, I tried that one time, and I was like, I'm good. 2 was doable.
I think we did it on the Poorly Played stream a couple times, and it was a problem. It was just too much.
And you can't, I just feel like you can't progress with that, but I don't know. Some people do it.
I agree. I've just been playing Smash on 3DS, but, like, more than 2 characters is too much. The screen on that is small, I mean.
Yeah.
I can see what you mean.
Yeah, 8's going to be a lot.
I mean, it's cool.
8 is
but
a lot.
But there are, like, bigger stages. They announced bigger stages for, like, this 8-player.
But that, honestly, is for me, because I don't want to play 1-on-1 because I'm going to lose every time.
Mm.
So if this is crazy, I have a shot to do something.
Items on high with 8 people is going to be fucking nuts.
That's true.
Random.
Yeah, and that'll be fun here and there. But, like, when I sit down and, like, want to play it with, like, a friend or two, it, like...
No, yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff will be like, oh, there's a stage creator. Cool, I'll never use that. I'll never, ever use that.
I personally like clusterfucks, and I did like the stage creator in the last Smash Bros.
Yeah, I was about to ask you about that, Derek.
I use that a lot. I probably created over 35 levels.
Oh, really? Wow.
Damn.
Dude.
And they were awesome.
I like that that's coming back. And every time they mention a mode like that, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I always think of Derek. Whenever they announce a mode like that, I'm like, oh, Derek will like that.
Yeah, I do like stage creators. But I don't really look at announcements. That's just me personally. I wait for the game to come out, and then I just play it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of the same reason I try not to watch movie trailers before I see a movie. I like it going cold.
Yeah. There reaches a point where, I kind of stopped too. Well, that's how I was with The Evil Within. It was, Shinji Mikami is making a new survival horror game. And that was where I stopped. I was like, I don't need any more trailers for it.
Because it's either 2 reactions. I want that, but I can't have it, so I'll wait.
Yeah.
Or... That's cool. I wish I would have found that out playing the game. You shouldn't have told me.
Yeah.
Those are like the only 2 reactions you can have.
Yeah. With Smash Brothers, it's not really something that I enjoy, like I'm looking for the narrative of or anything like that. So I don't actively avoid the stuff they put out. But I had I had so many people asking me about all these things, the 8-player mode.
I just see it on Facebook.
Because I still haven't watched the video.
Yeah,
right?
I saw the headline. You can play 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. I did watch a young boy freak out about you, Mewtwo, on YouTube.
Oh yeah, I heard that was going around.
Yeah,
a lot of freak out reaction videos to Mewtwo being a thing.
I didn't really care about that.
Was he not in the last game or
something? He wasn't.
Yeah. I don't think there's a story mode in this one, right?
There isn't, but I guess there is still more like stuff for single player to do.
Huh.
Like it's just game. Not like it was before.
You heard so, what? Oh, yeah. Sorry. You heard they took out Subspace Emissary, right?
Well, he was saying like because people uploaded the cutscenes.
Yeah,
or
he's just like, well, no one's gonna play it; they'll just watch it on YouTube. So no story mode, no nothing. Just here's
yeah, and
that's stupid because that was the best thing.
That was the best single gameplay.
Like single player gameplay experience Smash Brothers ever had.
Yeah, I agree.
So the fact that he was upset because he felt like certain people weren't playing it, we get punished from another awesome experience. Yeah.
That's exactly, Derek. That's exactly how I feel because people and I've brought this up. I think probably on after shows or just in various stuff. And I always get a ton of emails that are like. One, well, nobody liked Subspace Emissary. Well, I did.
I did, too.
That's only nobody liked it.
Yeah, I've always told that. I told Mariel all of this, and she was like, well, yeah, nobody liked the
Subspace. Nobody
it's
liked
like,
it.
What? Okay, but whatever. Second, I have people defending Nintendo or what's his name that makes the game, saying stuff like, yeah, you know, he said they upload all the things, so what is the point? Well, yeah, and exactly what you said. Why do I get punished for someone else doing that?
Not only that, I don't. But people are obviously going out to watch them on YouTube, so people care.
Yeah.
Like, that just shows you that people are excited about it and want to know
more. People upload videos of the matches to YouTube instead of fighting. So why release a fighting game?
Well, here's the thing is there's leaks right now of Star Wars Episode 7 artwork, like plot points of the movie.
Really?
So I think they should scrap the movie.
Yeah, scrap it.
Yeah, punish
I
everyone.
I watched Smash. There. I don't know what game I need to even be playing next, to be perfectly honest.
Spoiler alert. We should have done that before we started the podcast.
But anyway, yeah, so, I think there's supposed to be more of that kind of stuff in the Wii U version, whatever.
Does anyone
even
play Smash Run on the 3DS version?
Smash Run is a lot of fun.
That's, like, the closest thing to having, like, a single-player, like, kind of cave crawler, where you're building up points and stats against, at the end of a time limit, four-player battle, and, you know, on what you pick up in that dungeon crawl, it adds to your fighting ability in that battle.
Have you played it with anyone yet?
What? Smash Run? I didn't know you could do it more than solo.
That's
they're actually cave crawling too?
Yeah, in the same cave and you can come across them and beat the shit out of them.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I haven't done that with people.
It's not online
it
though.
It is. Bring your 3DS with Smash Brothers.
That's right.
The like time killer for lines, man. That's
de facto cool. thing, yeah. Okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Someone told me that at the last convention we were at and I was like, We gotta mention that on the podcast. If you're coming to Game Days, bring Smash Bros. For the lines.
And that's one thing that it does exceedingly well is it's super easy to jump in matches with people.
Yeah.
Like, I will as much as whatever that I've said about the 3DS version for that, it's worth existing. But anyway, so that's that. Anybody playing anything else?
Destiny. Started playing Destiny.
Oh, you're playing some of that?
It's single player. It's just a shooter. But when you play with other people, man, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm not a guy who plays multiplayer games at all.
Yeah,
but me and Garrett
also
did,
agree.
Me and Garrett did a run of like
some strike
or whatever, and it's like go into the devil's lair, past the circle of bones. What the fuck is? Am I in space? What is this? And then you fight the devil or something. It was a lot of fun. I had a blast playing with other people. That game's awesome.
Yeah, you kind of need that for it to work
because otherwise it's just kind of like nothing is hard. Everything just has a lot of health.
Yeah. That's what you call a bullet sponge, Eric.
Oh, okay.
You should have used the term bullet sponge.
Sorry, you should have used the term.
I haven't played Destiny in quite a while.
You didn't know Septics Prime was a fucking bullet sponge?
Imbecile.
You
doof? Nope. You're an imbecilic.
Jesus.
I don't have time to explain why I don't have time to explain.
The game in a nutshell.
Tweet out that it's called bullet sponge.
It's called bullet sponge, yes.
And now I know.
Tweet that.
Hashtag sorry. Hashtag. Not sorry.
Anyway, was there anything else? Derek, weren't you playing something on PC, or was that Shadow of Mordor? Did we ever talk about that?
I was playing Shadow of Mordor.
Okay.
But, I haven't forwarded the story mode. I'm just enjoying the Nemesis combat system.
Same thing here.
But I actually put it down for about a week, because I've been working on some other computer stuff. I haven't had time to play many video games.
I'm dying to play that game. I really want to check that one out.
I watched it.
A lot of times you just talk about games and I like check out. I don't give a shit.
It's fun.
That is the one where it's like I'm
probably game of the year.
Yeah, I can't. I really want to check it out.
Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah. And I wish I had a PS4 to play it. But
the only problem, honestly,
it's worth getting a PS4.
Yes.
I wish the story was more interesting because it's you know, it takes place in Middle Earth,
But you're just going around hunting orcs, which is fun. There's nothing wrong with that. But
how
far
in are you?
I think I've unlocked the second map that you can go to.
Okay.
But I haven't gone to it yet.
Okay.
So maybe there's a badass story right around the corner.
Just being able to go around Middle Earth.
hey, honestly, don't care about Lord of the Rings. Run around, kill orcs, perfect. I don't have to worry about what a wraith is. I don't know what the Seven Rings are. There's Gollum.
I like Lord of the Rings. I'm not the biggest Lord of the Rings fan, but I feel like there's so much to Middle Earth.
Yeah.
That is fascinating. That is just not... I mean, this game is... You're a dude. There are orcs. Go get them. That's it.
Hey, Dominic, you beat it, didn't you?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
He split. Oh. He made like a tree.
Wait, he's here.
Left.
Did you beat... Shadows of Mordor?
Yeah. What was your take on that? Did you like it?
I loved it. The last kind of couple of fights were bullshit. Yeah.
I've heard that from so many people.
Yeah, because it is.
I really like it. I'm really enjoying it.
I felt like they started off with something great, and it's still a great game, but towards the end, they just kind of felt, okay, maybe let's wrap this up.
But you know what? It's so good, there's going to be a sequel. They'll make another one, and then they'll improve the story, and that'll be a perfect game.
There's DLC for it? There's a DLC that's coming out. Do you know what it is?
No, what?
Well, I don't know if you want to spoil it. It's not really a big spoiler.
You can tell me. I don't care.
You basically fight Sauron.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Great.
Oh, shit.
Because unless you're like a million miles away, flicking that ring into the volcano, how do you beat Sauron?
Is Sauron the wizard that's not Gandalf?
No, that's Saruman. That's Saruman, you dumb bat.
I already called him a Nimrod.
That's Saruman.
You're a baby bat.
That's Saruman.
Saruman.
Is Sauron the big guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just glad it's a good Lord of the Rings game. Like,
yeah.
Hey,
I played the ones like on the PS2 when the movies came out.
Oh, yeah, Two Towers.
Yeah, I played the shit out of that game.
Hey, I don't think people realize what has happened this year and how incredible this year has been. In the gaming world, we got a good South Park game.
Yeah.
We got a good Lord of the Rings game. I mean, even those two on their own is an accomplishment.
Yeah, you got a good Madden.
You could make GIFs.
An Alien game.
That's right.
Yeah, Alien. Yeah, Alien got. Well, we'll see. Yeah. But we'll see in a minute. We're gonna play it. But anyway, we've got. I feel like there's actual effort being made on licensed games being.
Which
good.
Is crazy.
Yeah. Never used to happen. I remember when we got that Wolverine game. And that what a rarity that was. It was like, hey, there's this Wolverine game. It's like, yeah, it looks like shit. No, it's fun. And it was.
But I also remember in 2009, I had a stack of video games that were so awesome, and I had no time to get through them.
Yeah.
So, it goes in waves.
A lot of that is your taste, too. Change. I think.
No. They were actually writing articles in 2009 on Kotaku about the phenomenon of having too many good games coming out at once. I don't know if you remember, but we talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was around the time... What was that Zelda game? It was a Zelda ripoff for the PlayStation 3.
It
was around the time that
game
came out.
That was the shit.
Because I bought that and like three other games in the same month, and I had no time to play any of them.
Yeah.
And then that article came out, and I was like, yes, that is going on.
Right yeah, now. Yeah.
That game was awesome.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. This year, I feel like I had a couple games at the beginning that I was like, oh, awesome, and then nothing. And now, right now, there's a ton of shit that came out.
Dude, it sucks because summer's over. Like, all those kids who didn't have anything played out in the summer.
I'm buying all my new releases here before I go home because I'm saving like...
Oh, it's so much
cheaper. Oh, it's a lot cheaper, right?
I'm saving like $40 a pop. Like,
how much a game is it?
Anywhere from $80 to $110.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Special editions are like in the 200s, right?
150, yeah, like...
Jesus.
200, yeah.
That's crazy.
Why? No reason.
How much
no
would it cost to get the Titanus action figure in Australia?
Yeah.
Titanus?
Well, yeah. It's a Zord, but okay.
From O-Ranger.
Action figure.
From O-Ranger. Or is it Kaku Ranger?
Sorry.
It's from Zoo Ranger.
Funnily enough, Japanese import stuff is cheap because we're closer to
Japan. Closer.
So figs you can actually get pretty cheap.
I had to cancel Titanus. Sorry to announce that on the stream. I know that sets a lot of people. I won't be able to make Ultra Zord.
What?
They made the decision to make it $200.
Guess you're not a fan.
That was their decision?
If it would have been, let's say, 100 or below, that's a lot, but I would have sprang for it. once your toy is $200, then that's in the bracket of maybe, do I want a computer? Or some other high-priced item?
I did that this year.
What, you got a computer?
No, I got the Ryo Hazuki first four figures.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, hey, that's worth $200. That's the difference.
I think so.
Shout out.
This Titanus was like...
That was like a once in a... Yeah, one in a million kind of thing.
Hell yeah. How big is it? Is it big?
It's big. Yeah, it's really big. It's like that. It's huge.
Damn.
Oh, standing with
that's an expensive Ryo. Do you see the new one that they're doing now?
No.
It's Robotnik.
I'm less excited for Robotnik than I am for Ryo Hazuki.
No way. I'm in love with all the Sonic
Sega
characters.
Well, Sonic's a different...
Guys, you're getting me all hard with all the furry talk. Can we move it on?
It's like the one man in the whole cast.
No.
Eggman.
Oh, yeah. You got to call him by the appropriate name.
Yeah, Eggman. He's like from Chicken.
So there's two people, Robotnik.
Which came first, the Eggman or the Chicken?
Email podcast at mega64.com and let us know.
Email us. Chicken's my persona.
Podcast question of the week. Are you happy? So I don't think anybody is.
No?
What?
I'm not talking about this room. I'm just talking about like
in general
in the world. There's so much negativity out there.
Are you talking about Pharrell Williams, his song's not charting anymore?
Yeah. Like that song, I don't hear it on the radio anymore.
Yeah, I don't hear it either.
I look at my Facebook feed. A whole bunch of negativity.
Yeah.
About stupid shit.
Everyone's yelling about
doesn't
drones.
Matter. Are you happy? Email us. Let us know why or why not.
There was a news story this past week, I guess, about... I didn't really follow it, but someone made a working hoverboard.
Yeah, what? I saw that.
Nice. You guys saw that?
But I didn't watch the video because I thought I was going to get fucking tricked again. Like,
yeah,
the last time
same with me. But I heard it, apparently it's a working thing of some sort, however they got it, using magnets or something like that.
Okay.
And someone I know wrote on Twitter and said, they were like, look at the comments of that video. Or the whatever, or the news story, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Look at the comments, and it's all complaining how this isn't like the one in Back to the Future, and how it's not working. Yeah,
perfect
and they
example.
Said every Louis C.K. like comedy bit that people fucking link was true. Like, you have everything, and you're not happy.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, there was a school shooting this week,
yeah.
And I didn't see much like sympathy, but all of these people just complaining about like, yep, this is school shootings happens in America once again. Like,
yeah,
wow.
It wasn't even...
Is this
our
new normal?
I don't know anything about the victims at all, but it was all like... I just kept seeing articles that were like, yeah, well, this is why we need to do this, or this is why boys are messed up. Yeah, I guess. Let's discuss that next week.
Yeah.
I don't know. People died today. Let's talk about that next week.
Anyways, email us why you're happy, why you're not happy. If you're not happy, I do have a response prepared. Get over it.
Oh wow!
Get over it.
Gene Simmons in an interview said, "If you're depressed, go ahead, kill yourself."
He did say
that. Thanks, Gene.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I was like, you know, lots of stuff gets taken out of context. I want to see the actual interview.
What was the actual context?
And the actual context was, oh, if you're talking about how everything's a bummer, everything's not going well, and everything's a bummer for it, yeah, go ahead, kill yourself,
yeah,
jump.
You said put the money where your mouth is.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And do it?
But how? Why he said? And this is what he added to it. He said, "My relatives, they all escaped the concentration camps.
Exactly.
They all came from there and went through incredible hardships. So when I see some kid today." Bummed out. There's no albums he likes. There's no, you know, he's just sad because he didn't like a movie that he saw. Well, okay, go ahead, jump. I don't really, doesn't mind. And then they were like, well, what about people who have, you know, like where depression is a serious like illness with them or whatever? Oh, you could jump too. I mean, you could get up. I mean, he was like, I don't care.
Whoa,
he was like,
God.
All right.
Nice guy.
So
go on and look it up.
You can go either way. You could go with this. Or you can go with that.
Thank you, DJ AM Tribute.
What's your weapon of choice?
Thank you for that. I want to say thanks for the heads up. Anyway, anything else going on this week? What's going on?
What happened to me? I got high, I beat my kid around, cooked some Whoppers. That's it.
I saw Birdman.
Did you see Birdman?
Yeah, it was
What's
really
Birdman?
Good.
What is Birdman?
It's a Michael Keaton movie that just came out.
Michael Keaton's acting?
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. This is a fucking weird movie. It's good, but it's weird.
What's the premise? He plays like a former superhero or something?
So the premise is he's an actor that used to be Birdman who did like 3 Birdman movies and then stopped, and now he's trying to define his career by doing a Broadway play.
And the cool thing about the movie is that it's not actually, it's simulated, but it's one continuous shot. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so when it first opens up, they go, the camera moves, and if they need to get to a new scene, they'll, like, pan to a wall, and they'll, you know, go to a door, and it's the next day. Or they'll pan up to the sky, and it'll go from dark to night,
yeah,
and pan back
yeah.
down. So, there's never a cut in the whole movie. It is just one continuous
cool.
shot.
But it's not a continuous shot.
It's not, but it has that feeling.
They go to the next day.
Yeah. But it doesn't. But you're saying it plays like one continuous thing,
yeah.
rather
no,
than
that's why I said it's simulated. But
is it like Birdman, like Hanna-Barbera Birdman?
No, it's like
or like the rapper.
Like, yeah, like yeah, he's yeah. plays
or is
Michael
Bay
played the rapper like three different movies, and now he's in a Broadway play. It's a fucking weird movie.
Because let me just say, that does surprise me. Why were they allowed to do the Birdman thing? If I mean, Hanna-Barbera owns that. Warner Brothers owns that. Was it a Warner Brothers movie?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's really weird that they just let him do that.
It didn't look like Birdman. I think it was just...
Yeah, of course.
Lil Wayne's dad told
this is
here
Birdman.
About this.
Yeah, right?
Fuck. Well, anyway, that came out... You also saw what? John Wick?
Yeah.
How was John Wick?
Surprisingly good.
That's what I've heard from everyone.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good stuff.
A lot.
It is... Okay, it's a complete opposite of Birdman, where Birdman is... this great plot and all of this wonderful nuance. John Wick is, let's shoot shit for an hour and a half and just go fucking balls out crazy.
So, this is what I was telling, this is what I was telling Derek and Sean, and a lot of people don't know about this movie. It is directed by a stunt group. It is a stunt group made film.
Wow, that they got him
what?
Yes, and they got some funding to make it. A couple of them worked on, a couple of them were stunt guys just on The Matrix and like, whatever, and they were like, hey, we've talked to Keanu Reeves. Let's see if he'll do this movie. And Keanu was saying, you know, I'm not getting cast in a lot of Hollywood stuff anymore because the last few things I did didn't really do that great. So, but, you know, he's like, he's made his money. He doesn't have to.
Yeah.
But he's like, but I'm still looking for, you know, stuff that challenges me and nothing, whatever. And so that stunt group called him and he was like, hey, I'm not doing anything right now. Fuck it. And that was his project this year, was John Wick. And I've heard that for... at least for the aspect of the stunts, it's a good movie. Like that, it does, you know. Well, I think with that context, it'd be interesting to see.
Crazy Gunkata and...
Hey, can't go wrong with Gunkata.
That's one of my favorite martial arts.
That's my favorite movie genre.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I train, like, in real life.
It's my favorite word at the spelling bee.
Someone in the chat said, John Wick... John Wick is the movie they wanted The Matrix to be. Do you think that, you guys think that's true?
Yeah, probably.
No. It's like a better version of The Matrix, I heard.
I felt that way about the movie Wanted.
Bullets. Yeah. Angelina Jolie.
Are we getting another Wanted? Is that Wanted?
Dude, they should do a Wanted porn parody where they like curve their dick at the cum shot and they actually get it in the hole behind the hole.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That would be
no kids.
What would it be called? Wanted.
Unwanted.
No. It'd be
shoot
called,
it in.
Ready?
Yeah.
It'd be called Wadded.
Wanted.
I like it.
That likes
unwanted.
Wanted.
Oh, Buzz McFly in the chat says needed. I think that's a good idea, too.
Seated.
All right.
Hey.
I saw the trailer for a movie called Nightcrawler. I really
want to
see
that
movie.
Looks awesome.
Yeah, is that out yet?
No,
Halloween. It's on Halloween.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be good. It looks fucking rad, though.
Were we talking about that, Eric?
Yep.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Zodiac.
I hadn't seen the trailer until Sean showed it to me, like, yesterday or whenever, and I thought that looked cool.
Yeah. I think it looks great.
Yeah. Did we get the final scoop on Inherent Vice? Is that coming out?
I think it's still December.
Oh, it is still December.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I hope so. I hope it doesn't come out in January.
Yeah, that would just be really weird, because, like you said, it would dodge Oscar season.
I'm, like, not excited for it yet.
Yeah, I don't really... I mean, I'm seeing it on the basis that it's him making it.
Yep,
so PT,
that's pretty much it.
PTA. You know, whatever. Other than that, what was the other thing? Oh, Interstellar is, like, in a week.
November 7th.
Yeah.
Really?
November
2 weeks.
It's coming out first if your theater supports film. And if
I read
it doesn't,
an article
that's
today.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I read an article
cool.
today that they made a new scientific discovery.
Yeah, I read this too.
On the set of Interstellar.
Is that right?
Yep.
Because they wanted to digitally render a black hole, most realistic representation of a black hole ever on film. So they contacted some black hole space scientists, and this guy just sent them lines and lines and lines of like
theorems and codes and algorithms, and they put it all into their CG computers and rendered it for like 800 hours and came out with a CG rendering of a black hole that is the most scientifically accurate depiction of a black hole ever made.
That's pretty cool.
And it looks like it's like very shiny.
Really? It's
very bright.
Yeah, they said like that was the surprising thing is it kind of didn't.
It's not black
it didn't look how you expect. It was very
a
void. I don't know how to describe it because I saw it too. It was like it was like this fucked up ring
they say
of light.
That it bends light in a certain way that it makes the black hole like have a halo around it. And like a ring crossing in front of it almost.
That's a cool detail to that movie because I saw the shot of that and I was like, that looks creepy. Like that was a good move.
It's like opening the chamber of guff, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like opening the chamber of secrets in the girl's bathroom.
Oh.
Ooh. Harry Potter Day 2014. Join us.
See you check it out. Again. Join us there.
I should dress. I know it's game days, but if it's Harry Potter Day, I want to dress up like the basilisk.
Ooh,
That's like
what was the basilisk?
It's like a real big snake in a
hand. You're so Slytherin with that kind of.
I'm going to wear my furry latex onesie and be the basilisk at game days.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be the monolith
again. I'm going to be John Cena. I'm just going to be John Cena. That's it. I'll be the basilisk. Rocco will be the monolith. Eric will be John Cena off-site, not invited.
I'm okay with that.
Because you won't see him.
He'll be at
you literally cannot see
him. IHOP in Anaheim giving... What's John Cena's finisher?
The Attitude Adjustment.
The
that's
FU.
So dumb.
It's called the FU.
Hey, let it go, Ryan.
All right. Anyways, all right. He'll be doing Cena's finisher to anybody who wants it at IHOP off-site on game days. Sunday, November
2nd. Off-site meeting. Let's do it.
What are you dressed up as, Sean?
On game days?
Yeah.
Venom.
Cool.
Venom.
Got that squared away.
I like it. I'm for it.
We just got, hey, everybody at home, I don't know if you're going to game...
What?
People at home going to game days or what, but we got the official game days pins.
Oh,
cool.
And if you meet us at the park on Sunday.
Pins.
Yeah. You hold your clothes
on.
Yes.
Yeah. Keeps the diaper up.
You'll get one from us if you meet with us at the park that day. We're going to be chilling there.
Yeah, we got to bring your own diaper.
Any kids not wearing their proper dress code? If the cleavage is a little too low, we're going to pin it tight.
Did we put up the schedule?
Schedule is up, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Usual deal, we're going to meet at the docks by the Matterhorn. There's a dock right over there. They used to have a boat ride there. And you could
not
go there,
anymore.
Now it's just a dock that has no purpose. So
there's going to be one family there having lunch by themselves, and they're going to get very confused when there's a thousand people.
Every year. One year, there was a girl doing homework there. That was awesome. legitimately, like, that is a super quiet place, and there's no point to go in there, really. So, yeah, I've seen people doing homework. I've seen people reading a book.
Yeah.
Because you can't do that at home. You have to go there.
Maybe there were, employees on a break, do you think?
Could be.
Or, kids want to go on some ride that dad doesn't want to. He's going to read a book.
That is also a cigarette smoking section.
Yep.
Don't ask me how I know.
But also... But also, too, sometimes it's, just locals who live really close and they just go there. I guess.
That's where we're meeting first?
Yeah.
We're going to meet at the dock first. That's at noon.
Yeah. Last year, we didn't even know Tommy Tallarico was going to be there. He was just magically hanging out.
Yeah. Unless I heard yell space cunt.
That's true.
And Tommy was there.
He did yell space cunt in the middle of Disneyland. Anyway, so that's at noon. Then 3 p.m., we're meeting at outside the castle.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to meet up there again. We'll take a picture, talk to whoever. And then 6 p.m., we have dinner, Hungry Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere in between, again, you could follow with us and go from ride to ride, or you could do your own thing and meet up at the next meetup. You know,
whatever you choose to do.
But we will be there. I can't wait. This is my favorite weekend of last year. It's going to be even better this year. I just talked to Aaron from Game Grumps. Woo! He's like, hell yeah, I'm ready.
He's stoked.
He'll be there.
I talked to Jake from Gaming Cult Podcast. He's going to be there.
Hell yeah.
I got confirmation on that.
Shouts out.
Breaking news here.
Really, I talked to the Bat Commander from the Aquabats. He's doing good. He's busy. What? Game days.
Oh, that's too bad.
They did.
They're going to a movie.
They did Festival Supreme yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't end up going. I wanted to.
They used to play game, or not game days, Disneyland. They used to have gigs inside the park.
Grad night and stuff.
Hell
would play.
Yeah,
and
that's
stuff.
Right.
Not sober grad night.
No.
Naughty grad night.
That was where Travis Barker left the group.
I did.
They did a show at Disneyland on a grad night, and they were like, "Hey, where's Travis? We don't have our drummer. Where's Travis?" And he said, "Hey, there's a band that really needs my help. They lost their drummer, and I have to fill in for them. My friends in Blink 182 are like dying. They need legitimately. That's what happened. He went to fill in and help them out, and the Aquabats were like, "Okay, thanks." And they had another friend who could drum, but
yeah. I heard that the back commander looked at him and said, "Well, I guess this is growing up."
You heard it here first. We're not supposed to share that story, so don't tell nobody you saw it. Royce, delete this.
Thank you, Royce.
Delete it.
What?
Weird stuff happens, you know. Hey, aliens exist. Anyway.
Hey, I'm excited for the Disneyland day. I'm honestly really excited for the day before.
Yeah.
What's my AGM?
What? Oh.
Blink 182 references? Jokes? The funniest podcast on the internet?
Fucking program. Get with the fucking
I thought you said, when is EGM? I was like, that. I don't think they're printing it.
Let's get back to the dude ranch.
That's what I said. Damn it, Jake.
Alright. Favorite Blink 182 song. Roundtable discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Online songs.
Carousel.
You suck.
Yeah.
You're good. You're cool. Who's next?
I like Eminem.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Iggy Azalea.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I like Iggy Azalea. Yeah.
You suck.
She's really good.
You're cool. You suck.
I bought her album. It's in my car.
I like Adam's song. I just play it when I'm depressed.
It reminds him of his best friend.
Nice.
Namesake.
Wow, you still listen to that?
Oh, it's good.
Shout out.
I'm a fan.
I need a video for that. Are you really? I think so. It's a live segment?
I don't fucking know.
What's the name of the song? Josie, you're my source of most frustration.
That's fucking online songs, dude.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right, you're cool. Good choice.
Okay,
that's a good
nice.
Choice.
Thank
you. Yeah, that's a good choice.
That's a good choice.
Nice.
Here.
Hey,
thank you.
Dominic,
what?
What's your favorite Blink 182 song?
Damage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
good
damn!
Choice.
It's
damn
good.
Sombrero's shout out.
Nice.
Damn it.
That's good.
No Dumpweed. Anybody?
No.
All the Small Things, the worst classic.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that. Anyway, what's your favorite Blink 182 song?
I can't recall the name off the top. What's that song? The lyrics are, "It's Labor Day, and my neighbor just ate 7 fucking hot dogs, and he shit his pants. He's always fucking shitting his pants."
That is the bonus song on Mark's version of Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
That's it, huh?
That's the one I have.
Who taught you?
Eric,
to throw this
stay together for the kids? Yay, nay?
Nay. Divorce.
Lame.
All right.
Yeah. What's your favorite Blink 182 song? Email podcast at mega64.com and give your 2 cents. What's the best of Blink?
Kevin go? Kevin?
No.
God damn it.
Kevin. Creatures Among Us or whatever.
Oh,
fuck you.
Shut up.
Get one, Kevin. I'm out of here.
Stupid.
My girlfriend.
Stupid.
There goes the bat.
Bat. Anyway. Email us about that. Anyway, okay, you guys talk about something real quick. I'm gonna get our loot crate.
Okay.
What's up?
Can I announce something?
Oh,
I guess.
Okay.
Take it away.
I'm sorry. Hey, if you're gonna be at Game Days the day before, this is not official with them. It's me and a bunch of other people. We're gonna go to Diamond Jubilee in Irvine. And it's a big outdoor Asian mall.
I just want to officially say, if you do that, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh,
suck.
Oh,
it's you're a blasphemous Mega 64 fan. You're not invited to Game Days. If we find out you go to both events, you will be shamed. We'll find what bothers you most. Are you fat? You have messed up teeth? We'll find out what it is. You will be shamed.
We'll call you on it. You ever been to our booth?
So see ya.
Try me.
At Ryan's thing.
So yeah, come hang out with us at Disneyland.
fuck off.
Anyway, alright.
We got a mad hot
dog. Ryan.
Oh, mad dog.
Somebody took a screenshot when they moved.
Oh, dude, fine. Okay, cool. Ryan left. I'm back.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Phew, thank God. Anyway.
That's a unicorn.
I don't recognize you.
I'm a unicorn, no.
You're like a dolphin. A dolphin. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to say shout out again to Loot Crate. Lootcrate.com/Mega64, you can subscribe easily. There was a Loot Crate from a month ago that actually was not opened on air.
Okay.
I did not realize that this was one we didn't show
what
on
is
the
it?
Thing.
That's Sacred Coffers.
There is a Tribble.
Oh, I want that. Hell yeah.
I figured that was yours.
Well, yeah.
I didn't even get a chance to call Dental.
Yeah. Enjoy the dribble.
Yeah, jumping on that.
Oh, man.
But hey, I got to give a shout out, because this is something I was actually going to buy.
What is it?
There's a retro alien figure.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
I call that.
Derek definitely called it.
I collected alien figures in second grade. Yeah. It was like, Rocco never even saw the movie until I showed it.
I was actually older than you and had them before you.
So, yeah, he's older than me, and he managed to get them before me, even though they were released on the same day.
That is cool. There.
Yeah, because I woke up earlier than you.
That is cool.
This is about to turn into the pilot episode of Welcome to Ellington.
See that? Thanks, yeah, check it out, Derek.
That's a reference.
That was a good reference.
You like it?
Yeah. Oh, Come on. Well, hey, this is a science fiction vinyl figure.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you guys like science fiction?
Yeah. Can I open it?
Hey, it could be...
Can I open it?
Now, this could be another alien. It could be a Tron guy. It could be...
RoboCop.
It could be Predator. But here's the danger. Here's the Russian roulette aspect. It could be Doctor Who.
Has it already been opened?
No.
Can I open it? Is that okay?
There should be a Rod Serling option.
Should Eric, is everyone okay with that?
Live on air. Dude.
Okay.
This is a rad one. What is this? What
this actually was a good box. This is last
sci-fi?
Month. Yeah, sci-fi.
That's sick.
Is next month?
Well, I have next month's right here.
Oh, is
it? We'll find out.
It's called Fear.
It's scary?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Halloween. It makes sense.
All right. As long as it's not the Doctor.
Do you think it's going to be the Doctor?
I think it's going to be a TARDIS.
Here's my guess. I'm going to say Predator. You got Predator.
I think it's Rocketeer. I think it's going to be Mario in space.
Oh, one of them is Rocketeer. That's the one I'm going to.
I want Rocketeer.
Rod
Serling.
It's broken. Feels like Alien.
It can be anything.
But it's broken.
It's but it can be anything.
What? It's not the TARDIS.
Oh, it's the same one I got.
I don't know what the fuck this is.
It's the dude from Firefly.
It's the Firefly guy?
It's Nathan Fillion.
Let me see.
Yeah.
It's a mini Nathan Fillion, guys.
I'm sick of people telling me to watch that fucking show.
Don't watch that show.
Don't
watch the show.
Don't be a brown coat
Jew. I am a legit fan of Firefly.
Yeah.
And let me explain my fandom of it. When I was a little kid, I loved Hercules, The Legendary Journey.
Yeah.
I love Firefly on the same level.
Respect.
Hercules takes place in the distant past. Firefly takes place in the distant future. They are both equally cheesy, and I love them both.
Nice. So you're a bit of a brown coat.
Well, hey, Derek, that's all you. I'll take the alien.
Sure.
Oh, come on. No, this is not... This is not a alien.
Yeah, he's an alien. He's in space.
He shouts out though. Those Kenner alien figures are cool, but they're too fucking expensive.
Yeah, how much are they?
I think when they came out at Comic Con last year, they were like 20 each.
Ooh. Oh shit!
Yeah, no thanks.
It's a blister pack, and it's a 2-inch.
Oh, the Pop Rocks.
There's other stuff too. We got Pop Rocks. Yeah. We got what is this? The hell is this?
Oh, it's fake money from Firefly.
Fake money from Firefly, Derek. That's for you too.
Oh, throw that to me.
There you go.
You got Firefly.
Some fake cash for you.
Shiny.
Code for a Halo comic.
Dude, this is awesome.
Magnet,
okay, cool. Don't even offer the comic guy the comics. All right.
No, piss on you. All right. This is this month's version.
Thanks for coming.
Loot Crate from October. This is October edition. I don't have a cutting tool.
Piss on you is the funniest fucking...
All right. It's been cut. My fingernail, sharp as a razor's edge.
Don't accost him in a dark alley, guys.
He'll Let's see what's in it.
Slit their throats.
Oh, that looks scary.
Like Krueger.
We got a shirt.
I have that, dude. If there's anything
new,
Jason Voorhees.
The main
shirt. This is a very dope shirt.
It's a skull shirt made of cats.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, shit.
Little cat
skull shirt.
What size is it?
I love cats, and I love doing cocaine and hitting children, so I'll take that.
What kind of size are we talking?
I'll let you know.
Medium.
XL.
Oh.
No.
I just said XL.
XL.
Okay. Well, Dead Rising 3. I don't know what is in here.
Cakes.
Dice. If those are dice, I call them.
Taped on the side.
I mean, if those are dominoes. If they're dice, you can have them. But if they're dominoes, I want them.
Okay.
If they're playing cards, I'll take them.
What if they're
dice.
A bottle opener.
Is it Zombrex?
No, that is.
It's an awesome pen.
It's a pen?
Pen.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the chainsaw.
It's the chainsaw like cutter tool thing.
That's cool.
It's a pen.
That's a cool pen.
A fancy pen.
That's a nice.
That's a
cool pen.
I'll take that and I'll write poetry with it.
Ooh, oh wow, that's poetic in itself.
Not really.
That is.
Uh-oh, guys, how to survive a Sharknado.
Hey,
yeah?
You know what to do with that
one. Eric, forget that. No, it's, I've already seen the book. It has,
We have a library on the roof.
Has some interesting chapters, like what to happen in a Bataclysm, or a B-Eclipse, or a Gatoroid, a Robocroc.
Put it in the library.
You're pissing me off. I don't understand if he's reading words.
Well, oh, dude.
Walking Dead comic.
Oh, it's in here. Hey, for real?
Yeah.
I'll call that.
You want it? Oh, Kevin.
Yeah,
hey.
Guys.
Derek, cool. Page 41 tells you what to do in case of a hurricane. That's a hurricane.
Right.
Yeah.
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 I'll
run to the bookstore and buy
what's
that.
This about?
You don't have to.
And then there's a, you know, a guide telling you what you got. There's a piece of Walking Dead, like chibi artwork or something.
Chibi dead.
Are you getting excited? This artwork isn't from the UK.
That one's called Dead Children.
It's exclusive.
Is this exclusive?
Yeah. And then there's tattoos. Who wants to wear these?
Are these
tattoos?
Give me those tattoos.
Exclusive loot crate.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
That's awesome. We did
it. Thank you, Loot Crate, for that box of joy.
Yeah, is that cool if I snag this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for all
that. We sell your entire collection, and that's in there. I want to cut.
Yep. All right.
How much do you love Sharknado? Email podcast at mega64.com.
What's going to happen in case of a Bataclysm? Let us know.
What's going to happen in a Bataclysm?
Or do you think people will ever get sick of stupid shit? Let us know.
No.
As evidenced by that book.
Email no to podcast at mega64.com.
What's lifespan? How many more albums is she going to put out?
Kesha will go forever.
God.
Then your answer is right there.
Disagree with
people
that.
Are going to be.
What do you think?
Shit.
Let's get it decided right now before we wrap up because we got to wrap it up. What do you think? Let's try to decipher. What's Ryan's worst opinion on something? Let's decipher. I've heard him. He got in the car.
Say anything.
Hold Lincoln on. Buck, Ryan is not allowed to speak during this part. He got in the car, saw my Wonder Years box set, and literally went, "Ugh." And I was like, "Oh, he's making a joke." No, I cannot stand this shit. Oh, so I'm batting for that one.
That's my number one. I'm on that too.
But what do you think?
For me, Ryan genuinely likes Linkin Park. Like really,
ooh,
really likes.
I didn't
Linkin
know
Park.
That. Ooh,
first
I
two
didn't
albums.
Know that.
A whole new ballgame.
Holy shit!
Holy shit!
Ooh. Anybody that's else have one?
Bad Teacher is just so. Funny.
Everybody has one.
Yeah.
I go with the original. The Bad Teacher.
I just appreciate that we let Ryan sit here and talk about the nuance of film earlier. So.
Yeah, I mean, that was going right. I mean, that was... Derek, do you have anything to say about Ryan? How he sucks?
I think Ryan is perfect.
Wow.
Has immaculate taste.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy. Honestly. Thank you.
Only thing is, his jackets are always dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad taste in clothes.
What's with
that? Ryan, you still can't
not
speak.
That's true.
Nope.
He always buys a jacket and like leaves it on the dirt.
And I think does like shit things to them.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Why do you leave them on the dirt and do shit things to
you
them?
Ryan, not your turn to respond.
Yeah,
the segment's
up,
still going. But he does
they
shit
don't
on his coat.
They smell, to be fair, but
they just
like
look
a,
dirty.
They look
yeah.
like they
like
look
a
like
sneer.
They smell.
Yeah.
They look like
I can already smell them when I see a picture.
Yeah. Like anything helps. Give me a dollar.
Like a
yeah.
ginge.
And the final thing I want to say about Ryan in the podcast, Don, is that Ryan's a fucking idiot and his opinions don't matter in any regard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I like Ryan.
The guy
I don't know. I didn't say I didn't like him. I said he's a fucking idiot and all his opinions are stupid.
Whoa.
And. Thank you for watching. We'll see you at Game Days.
Maybe
and you can talk to Ryan there and find out how dumb he really is.
Jesus
Christ. Dude, thanks for coming, Ryan.
All right.
Shiny.
In the after show, Ryan gets to talk. Oh, what's that? Wait, what time? Oh, no after show tonight.
No after show, sorry.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.